You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're coming into the holidays, right? We got Thanksgiving, we got Christmas. Actually, Hanukkah comes on Thanksgiving, and then we got Christmas, and then we have New Year's. Now, New Year's depresses people, and I'm finding that I need to kind of step in before we even get to New Year's and the depression that seems to surround that. And I think one of the things that's so depressing about New Year's is the resolutions. And what's the number one resolution everybody has on New Year's? To lose weight, right? And it's depressing for them. Nobody wants to, first of all, New Year's, see, to me, January is kind of a depressing month because that's when all the Christmas lights come down. I'm a huge fan of Christmas lights, and I love this time of year where everything is decorated and it's cold and you're bundling up in your winter weather and you have your scarves and your jackets and your boots and, you know, falling leaves. And some of us live where there's snow, which is one day I'd like to see some snow on Christmas just once. And so it's when all that seems to kind of, you know, all the holiday type stuff seems to go away, right? You know, January 2nd or January 3rd, when people take their lights down, it gets kind of depressing. Okay. Well, you're seeing how some news outlets are coming up with these, like, for example, 7 ways to lose weight and not gain weight over Thanksgiving. Now, I know a lot of you are like, wait a second, leave me alone. Okay, this is Thanksgiving. I'm not going to lose weight on Thanksgiving. Leave me alone. Well, but wait a second here. Stop for a second, okay? All right. I'm worried about the January 2nd or January 3rd depression. So wouldn't it be better to feel like you've already been losing weight and you're on a roll come January 2nd than to eat and gorge yourself like a pig during the holidays and then have to feel with the depressing resolution of you needing to lose weight? Okay, so let's stop for a second. I was going to ignore this article. It was written in Forbes.com, but they may have something here. Okay, they really may have something here. They say the traditional American Thanksgiving meal packs an average 3,000 calories, which is more than double the recommended daily consumption for women, which is like about 1,500, and a third more than the 2,000 calories men should consume in a day. And that's just one meal. Now, a lot of us, we skip eating most of Thanksgiving. We'll eat a little breakfast. We nibble as we cook, and then we eat at about 3, 4 o'clock. By the way, what is it? Is it the Raiders-Cowboys game this Thursday? I know I'm going to try to have family come at 5 because I really want to watch the game. I really want to watch the game because when the family comes, nobody watches football. Okay, except me. And I'm like, I want to see football. So maybe we'll just get, you know, we'll cook the turkey a little later that day. Anyway. Okay, then they say that the average person gains 7 to 10 pounds. What? They do not. I don't think that's true. According to Calorie Control Council, they say the true average weight gain is about 1 to 3 pounds. All right? I mean, most people do not gain 10 pounds during the holidays unless they really stop exercising. They don't go outside. I mean, even in Las Vegas, it gets really cold. I mean, the weather's kind of nice today. It's going to be about 60-some degrees as the high. You know, but after Thanksgiving, it really gets nippy. I just wish we'd get some snow because Vegas does get cold enough for snow. Just is not enough precipitation, even though we just had a bunch of rain. So, you know, losing weight during the holidays, what are they talking about? Well, according to Forbes, they say, first, plan in advance or set the stage. Okay? Maybe, you know, if you go to Thanksgiving dinner, you bring the vegetable dish. And then you eat more of the vegetable dish and just a little bit of turkey. We talked about this. Thanksgiving dinner does not have to be that fattening. It really doesn't. Okay, I can understand the pie and all that. But if you want to have pie, then maybe cut back on the marshmallow sweet potatoes. They say eat to savor and not to gorge. Eat slow. Chew your food. Enjoy eating the foods you love, but don't just pig out because you haven't eaten all day. I always recommend for people to eat a small snack before Thanksgiving dinner. Okay? Because it doesn't make sense you guys being hungry and then gorging on a crap load of turkey and everybody having tummy pain. Okay? Just because everybody's eating a big heavy meal doesn't mean you have to eat. They say eat like a kid. Okay? You know, this is according to Forbes.com. I know, see, even Forbes talks about, hey, if I could talk about business, Forbes can talk about health. All right? They said also play with your food. They said if you eat like a kid where you play with your food and you move it around, etc., you actually end up eating less than just sitting there and eating the pile. Okay? Another thing they talk about is earning your food. This is something a lot of us did when we were younger. They go, okay, we could have X number of calories because we worked out. Work out that morning. Work out the night before. Work out. Okay? What I want you guys to do so we don't get depressed in January is why don't you start a 10-minute workout. It doesn't have to be heavy, but an extra 10 minutes of walking or one of those little exercise mats or those little exercise steps and do that for about 10 minutes. Or I want you to dance to a Lady Gaga song a couple times, right? Shake your booty and dance around for 10 minutes a day. Start getting into the habit of exercising because I'm tired of hearing everybody go, oh, I'll start exercising January 1st. No. Okay? If we get depressed in January, no. Start exercising now. This way, you don't feel bad when you get to eat, you know, a highly caloric meal. Also, don't overindulge so you don't get, don't feel guilty. Okay, what I recommend you guys do is, see, I really love leftovers. Now, what I recommend you guys do is, you know, we're going to eat, but then I want to save something for midnight snack. So cut your plate in half. See, I love dark meat turkey. Cut your plate in half, take some of the dark meat, and put it off to the side, all right? And so, and go, I'm going to eat this in a few hours so I don't overeat now. That's brilliant. And then they say, go to bed on time. Okay, we know that sleep schedules are very important to weight. So, you know, going to bed at 2 in the morning while you're on Thanksgiving vacation doesn't really seem to help. Keep to your sleep cycle. Not a bad idea. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we got a lot to talk about. In the first hour, we were talking about this mom who had thought that the flu shot possibly killed her son. He had apparently had a reaction the next day, had gone and had brain swelling, ended up being on life support, and then unfortunately the life support had to be shut off last week. We talked about risks of flu shots and how overall they're safe. I mean, we don't really see deaths from flu shots, and they're going to be investigating that case. We talk about a lot of subjects on the show, so if you miss any part of the Dr. Dahlia show, please definitely go to my website at drdahlia.com to find the archives. Okay, so that you could tune in and listen to any of the other shows. We have podcasts, et cetera. Every now and then we have to replay certain shows. I apologize. I'm supposed to be on voice rest. Okay, and I don't want to do it yet until we hit Thanksgiving, you know, but, I saw my ENT. I'm really supposed to be on voice rest. So every now and then, you know, we play, replays, but for the most part, you guys get new shows every day. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Again, you can follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this is also interesting. I mean, usually I go to a lot of medical websites, but I've been on Forbes.com today, and they have another phenomenal article I want to tell you guys about, okay? Contributor David Williams says that there are 13 things that mentally strong people avoid, and these are things that these mentally strong individuals do not do. And I guess that he had written that there was a list compiled by a psychotherapist named Amy Morin. And I looked at this stuff. She's a licensed clinical social worker. And I got to tell you, what she says makes actually a lot of sense. And it's something that we have talked about on the show, which is it's very nice how well demarcated it is and delineated. It's like, for example, okay, people that are mentally strong, they don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. All right? They know how to take responsibility for their actions and outcomes, right? They have an inherent understanding that life isn't fair. They're able to emerge from trying circumstances with self-awareness and gratitude for the lessons learned. Many of them say, oh, well, or perhaps simply next, okay? The dwelling and the feeling sorry for yourself, remember, is still a part of the reparative process. I think you are allowed to cry. I think that is very healthy. I think it is okay to do a woe is me. I think having a pity party is sometimes very, very helpful. All right. But, all right, one thing I've taught my kids and the one thing I had to do is you got to brush yourself off and move on. And you have to look at when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, or you got to look at the silver lining. What about what just happened to you? Can you pull out of this and be positive? You know, we went through this during the last election. You know, we were like, okay, well, if Obama wins and, you know, the healthcare reform takes over and we have issues with the economy and issues with money, is there any silver lining? Now, that was very, very difficult, but that was the exercise I did with a lot of people because I was tired of people being depressed post-election. Okay, there's got to be a way you could lift yourself up and cope. Okay, another thing they say mentally strong people do not do and should not do is give away their power. They say mentally strong people avoid giving others the power to make them feel inferior or bad. They understand they are in control of their actions and emotions. They know their strength is in their ability to manage the way they respond. Exactly. You don't want to give away your weaknesses, okay? And you don't want to let people know how to get your goat, okay? All right? When you're upset about something, if something makes you upset, just like with a bully, okay, if you show a bully that him calling you fat makes you feel sad, well, then he knows how to do that. Don't give him that power. Okay? All right? And so that makes sense. Again, mentally strong people should not shy away from change. Mentally strong people will embrace change. They'll welcome the challenge, etc. Their biggest fear, if they have one, is not of the unknown, but of becoming complacent and stagnant. This is very, very true. Okay, I mean, a lot of times I get a little nervous about change, and I don't really like change, like us ripping out the carpet because the cat peed on it, and, you know, us having to kind of move and change around the room. I don't like that. I mean, I kind of like I like my little rituals, and I like my little, where everything's kind of the same. You know, I like my comfort zone, et cetera. All right, but the one thing I can't stand is being stagnant. Okay, especially with me being in show business, okay? You can't just stop at X number of affiliates. You can't just stop at X number of personal appearances. You need to always be moving. You need to always be dynamic. And so for me, stagnant is what makes me concerned. It's not the unknown. I know there's unknown. Our healthcare is unknown. Our financial futures are unknown. Our health is unknown. I get that. Right? But I don't like stagnant. I like to know that we're always improving. There's always room to go. So she makes a good point. Again, you also don't want to waste energy on things you can't control. You know how they say, don't sweat the little things? So important. Okay? She says, mentally strong people don't complain about bad traffic, lost luggage, or other people. Because if something is beyond your control, don't waste the energy on it. In a bad situation, they recognize that one thing they can always control is their own response and attitude, and they use these attributes well. That is so true. If you are stuck in traffic, sitting there getting mad doesn't help. Now, having a pity party is great. Okay, and I mean, if you have a hands free and are allowed to call other people, you know, sometimes I'll call somebody else and go, I'm sitting in traffic, this sucks, entertain me. You know, keep my mind off this so I don't just sit here and gripe. All right, I usually call family when I'm stuck in traffic because if I'm going to have my day ruined, right, by somebody giving me a guilt trip or complaining about something, my day's already, I'm already in a bad mood from traffic, I might as well get the family call over with. So, you know, you kill a couple birds with one stone. And when you do that, it makes a bad situation doable. I'll go, well, you know what? I already have the calls with my family. I got all that done. I got all that taken care of. Great. Or I listen to my news. I'm like, look, I got to listen to my news because I got to prep for my show. Or I got to prep for an interview. I turn on the news, able to listen to that, etc. Move on. Okay. Another thing mentally strong people don't do, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, is worry about pleasing others. Okay. They say a mentally strong person strives to be kind and fair and to please others where appropriate, but is unafraid to speak up. They're able to withstand the possibility that someone will get upset and will navigate the situation wherever possible with grace. When I started radio, I had to learn that I'm not going to please everybody, and I'm not going to just have fans. I'm going to have people that dislike the show, disagree with my view on healthcare and Obamacare and politics and on the way to approach medicine, etc. You got to be okay with that, okay? In fact, you haven't made it. You aren't successful unless you have ticked some people off, unfortunately. Now, I don't want to tick people off by stepping on them or sleeping to the top or whatever. But every popular actor or actress or whatever, okay, obviously has fans and non-fans. Having the non-fans helps build your success as well, okay? And again, you take their criticism with stride, okay? Maybe I say, too much when I do radio. And saying, is annoying. Great. Learn from it. Okay, sometimes the displeasure of others can teach you how to better yourself. Fear of taking calculated risks, okay? Taking a calculated risk is not something a mentally strong person is afraid of doing. Okay, you don't want to do foolish risks, but taking a calculated risk is not a bad idea. Another thing that a lot of us do that we need to not do is dwelling on the past, okay? Some things really tick me off from the past, and I think a lot of us go through that. There's something a loved one said, or a family member said, or a coworker said, and you just can't get past that. And the reason why a lot of us can't get past it is because we don't know if this is a pervading thought. Okay? Some people, they'll say thing and it's just fleeting, but other people, they mean it. And it finally came out, and you're like, well, who am I dealing with? What am I dealing with this colleague? I mean, do they really, really feel that way? I mean, do they really want to take over my position? You know, do I have to watch out, be careful, etc.? All right, but don't dwell on it, because, again, you're dwelling. You can't change the past. You cannot change the past, okay? Now, concentrate on the present and the future is where you should put your energy. All right, but dwelling on the past or something somebody said. Another thing mentally strong people don't do is they don't make the same mistakes over and over and over again. Accept responsibility, learn from your mistakes, and realize that the mistakes that happened is a learning point. Okay, how many failures do many people have until they have successes? How many roles were turned down by stars? How many public offices were lost by our past presidents? Okay, sometimes you need a failure in order to succeed. And never, ever, ever resent other people's success. You know, I told you guys that I taught my kids a lesson after watching that Vince Vaughn movie about Google, The Internship. Okay? You don't win by screwing over others. You win by concentrating on what you do. Don't resent somebody else's success. Okay? And you're going to succeed if you concentrate on yourself. But worrying what the person next to you is doing, you may want to learn from, you know, their success. You may want to learn. But if you're always looking to your left or right when you're running track, remember how we were telling when we run track? You don't sit there and pay too much attention to the person on the left or the right. You just keep running. And you stay in your lane. And then don't give up after failure. Okay? I mean, every failure has a chance to improve. They don't say don't fear alone time. Alone time is where a lot of people does reflective, etc. Don't expect immediate results, etc., etc. Okay, anyway, so great article from Forbes. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Typhoon Haiyan death toll tops 5,200 2 weeks after the storm smashed the Philippines. This Thanksgiving, let's not forget those who lost their lives and the 13 million left homeless without food and clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Longevity and the Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNlive.com and look for Help Feed the Philippines or call 877-878-4203 and thank you.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So more medical news coming out saying that the damage caused by a concussion could last months. And even though we know that certain damage in the post-traumatic encephalopathy that could ensue, as well as many people that have cognitive issues years after NFL play, for example, as they've looked at autopsies of NFL players, we know that can ensue for years. But they say sometimes the damage can be detected months after the injury, even if the patients feel that they have recovered. And we've been looking at the way we do sports a lot more critically now because we're having too many people having issues post play, right? As they age and they get older and, you know, cognitive disruption. So, you know, what do we do now when they're younger? Now, apparently there's been issues with football, rugby, soccer, etc. And we talked about concussion. Concussion is where you have some sort of a blast, to the head. And this jolt will impact the head in a variety of ways. You have it from the frontal, the coup, then you have the counter coup where it hits to the back of the head and it goes back and forth. Plus, you got the shock waves. You know, if you ever look at, Jackass, right? The Jackass movies, right? Where on slow motion you see somebody get pounded in the face and the face goes back and forth for a little while, right? Well, again, that's how forces are. So you got to, imagine the brain doing that. But remember, the skull is bony and the brain is soft. And even though you have fluid and shock absorbers, etc., you still could have major injuries causing bleeding, tears, etc. So since we know the repetitive concussions cause memory loss, concentration issues, headaches, etc., we're sending kids and players back on the field, sometimes same game. Now, we're going to be talking about how during certain concussions and during certain sports, we'll have you sit out a week, we'll have you sit out 10 days, we'll have you set out the season, etc. There's starting to be more and more recommendations on what to do for concussions during play if you've been knocked unconscious. But you see, what's very interesting is you could have a concussion and be completely conscious and be completely aware. You could lose consciousness and be knocked out. So many people think a concussion is those people that were knocked completely out and were on the ground and then they woke up and they came to like Jerry Maguire and then start dancing at the end. No. Okay? All right. You know, concussions could happen with you being completely aware the whole time. All right. And so then the next question is, well, with any blow to the head, do we take people out of the sport? I mean, when do we call it? Do we just take people out of the sport and leave it for good? So, for that day. So, we'll keep you guys posted as more of this come, but, like for example, soccer, are they going to start wearing helmets for soccer? You know, I mean, one of the reasons why soccer, you're so aerodynamic with soccer is because you don't have all the gear. Okay. And yeah, you got maybe some shin protectors, et cetera, maybe a protective cup. All right. But you're heading, you're falling, you're running into each other. What protection is there with that? Okay, and I mean, still, even the football gear isn't enough. Our football players are still having issues with their mentation after concussion. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it's Christmas time, and we love Christmas time. And apparently somebody has made it into the Guinness Book of World Records by decorating his house with 502,165 holiday lights. I think the previous record was, 331,000 back in 2001. Remember that? All right. So I guess, let me see. This is the Richards family. Janine, Aiden, Caitlin, and Madeline, I guess, was in the Guinness Book of World Records originally in 2001. They had 331,000 lights. Okay, then the record was broken by somebody in LaGrangeville, New York, who decorated their house with 346,000 lights, and many of them synchronized to music. Then they said, well, to hell with this, we're going to get back into the Guinness Book of World Records. So they strung 502,165 lights. Now, they also said, from what I understand, there's supposed to be some charity involved with this. I think they are raising money for charity. I need to look this up because I heard, I have to find where that is, because that would be cool if they are raising money. Now, I don't even want to know what their power bill is, but my guess is their power bill is pretty high. I would also be freaked out. I would be probably freaked out that the neighbors, you would lose light to the neighbors, right? Or, yeah. But get this. From now, we understand that the local power company is donating the couple thousand a month to pay for the light bill. That's pretty cool. Okay? They say what they're doing is the power bill is going to pay the power company is going to pay the power bill, and they're going to raise funds for children's charities to fight sudden infant death syndrome. They say 70,000 people visited the light show when he put it on in 2011, and it raised about, $60,000 or $60,000-$70,000. I'm not sure. So good for them. Good for them. So if they're raising money for charity, I think that is really, really cool. You know, one of my favorite charities here in town is Opportunity Village, where they have a magical forest. People throughout the town, the Dr. Dahlia Show helps with this. They basically donate a tree. They decorate the tree. They have the trees, but you decorate the tree. And you can put a sign, you know, Happy Holidays from the Dr. Dahlia Show. But you basically decorate a tree to make this big, huge, magical forest. You have a bunch of sponsors and vendors decorate the trees. Mine's a medical tree. I put it up on Facebook. It looks really good. And and you know, with the lights and all that other stuff. And as people walk by, they see the beautiful forest. It raises money. Plus there's, you know, games and all sorts of other stuff, and it raises money for Opportunity Village, which helps people with intellectual and developmental disabilities able to work, do things for the community, etc. It's a great, great, phenomenal charity. So I really dig that. I think that's pretty cool. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Conrad Murray is out of jail, okay, and he is trying to discuss, you know, his relationship with Michael Jackson. And he says, I did not kill Michael Jackson. He was a drug addict. Michael Jackson accidentally killed Michael Jackson. He also said that he held Michael Jackson every night. Now, Conrad Murray is 60 years old. He was released from prison 3 weeks ago, serving half of his 4-year sentence for involuntary manslaughter. He said, do you want to know how close we were? I held his penis every night to fit a catheter because he was incontinent at night. Remember I told you there was a pad on Michael Jackson's bed that we use because it's waterproof as a liner if people urinate. So I guess Michael Jackson was incontinent, and we could see that from the pad. He said Michael didn't know how to put a condom on, so I had to do it for him. He also says that, this is weird, he says Jackson, who died in 2009, was in crisis at the end of his life, filled with panic and misery. By the end, Michael Jackson was a broken man. I tried to protect him, but instead, I was brought down with him. And I guess he wouldn't answer any questions about the pedophile accusations that was brought up. I guess Conrad Murray had upset Debbie Rowe. Debbie Rowe was the one who, I guess, father or mothered his children. And I think Conrad Murray had said she was, like, overweight or ugly or something like that. So now she's mad at him. So there's obviously a lot of post-jail drama with Conrad Murray I really don't want to get into. But I don't think we really had to hear that about the catheter. But we knew that Michael Jackson had definite health issues. All right. Mexican diet, more dangerous than fast food. When we come back, here I am telling you that the salsa and the guacamole is healthy, but is that considered the vegetables and the peppers? And is that considered Mexican diet, or is Mexican diet being stereotyped with the fried foods? And if that's the case, doctors are really criticizing how the Latino community eats and saying that's what causes their diabetes. So we got to talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this is pretty sad. Apparently, a 5-year-old boy had his genitals bit off by the family dog. Apparently, let me see here. This happened in, this is coming from News. Okay.com. The boy had gone into a bedroom because he wanted to find a game. He tried to climb into bed with his sleeping 13-year-old aunt and her pet pit bull. Then I guess the dog, who is kind of protective, All right? It's a 6-year-old female dog, turned on the boy, attacked him, severing his genitals. The boy remains hospitalized. The dog has been euthanized at the city animal shelter, and the aunt and two others face criminal charges in connection with the attack. Now, I'm not really sure where this happened, okay? But it's been all over the news that, you know, these dogs will go after your kids' genitals. And it's true. I mean, years ago, my boys, now they're starting to wear pants, okay? But, you know, they would get out of the bubble bath or they would get out of the shower and they just love running around naked. And I'm screaming, come on, get dressed. You know, meanwhile, we got cats and dogs, right? The cats, especially the girl cats, are like, oh, and they, you know, cover their eyes with their little paw, right? But the dog, especially the big dog that's always hungry, is bobbing his head up and down watching something that looks like a piece of food. And I tell the kids, you better cover it up so the dog doesn't think it's a hot dog. Okay? And then the kids think it's funny, and they giggle, and they dance around, and I'm like, get dressed, for crying out loud. And now, I mean, I always have their clothes. I mean, I don't even let them leave the bathroom without putting clothes on because I don't want the dog to jump and eat something that they shouldn't. Now, the dog shouldn't be hungry, but, I mean, you know how cats will play with your nylons or play with a belt or something while you're trying to get dressed? Okay, I just don't trust the dogs. Now, I mean, we have friendly dogs, and let's just quickly review some of the more dangerous dogs, but still, you just don't know they're animals. So, themost10.com has a list of the 10 most dangerous dog breeds, and we've kind of reviewed some of these. Some of you may disagree with, you know, a couple of them, but for the most part, these dogs end up being more involved with more, shall we say, dog bites and attacks than other types of breeds. So number 10 on the list was the Dalmatian. Okay, they're usually very friendly. They're usually very protective. Used to be used as warriors, hunters, and shepherds. All right, and then later they became the symbol of the fireman. Right? Yeah. Then the Presa Canarios. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. They look a little pit bullish, but they're not. They used to be trained for hunting and for wars during the 18th century. Usually when they attack, the victim really has no power. These are pretty powerful dogs. Then a more vicious type of dog, even though they're smaller, is the Chow Chow, right? The Chow Chows get very, very grumpy and very, very aggressive, all right? And they used to be bred for hunting and for shepherds. They're very, very territorial. Then, of course, the Doberman Pinschers. Doberman Pinschers come in number 7. They were originally bred to protect and defend, but they are extremely loyal to their owners. Beautiful dogs. All these dogs are beautiful. We had an Alaskan Malamute. The Alaskan Malamute, absolutely gorgeous, very, very cuddly. But they say that sometimes when they're bored, they get destructive. They always need to be entertained and moving around and busy, etc. So they usually would use these dogs more in the outer outskirts as opposed to in the city. And then, of course, you know, from Alaska Malamute, you got the Huskies. Not sure if Siberian Husky, but we call them Siberian Huskies. Husky. Again, intelligent, etc. Sometimes a little harder to train, all right? But they could be pretty rough. And then the Boxers. The Boxers, again, very, very aggressive. Extremely powerful. Then they say German Shepherds. Now, that's interesting. You wouldn't think German Shepherds, which I think come in as one of the smartest dogs, them and Basset Hounds, one of the smartest dogs. But honestly, I think all dogs have the potential to be really, really smart. I mean, my in-laws had those standard poodles. These are smart animals, all right? They could also be pretty dangerous. Then comes Rottweilers at number 2. All right. Very, very popular for guard dogs. OK, powerful, strong jaws, keep people out. But again, they could be very dangerous. So when you see Beware of Dog, realize Rottweiler is very vicious. And then number 1 on the list are your pit bulls. Pit bulls could range anywhere from 30 to 55 pounds, be about 20 inches high, extremely aggressive. And most of these attacks done on people are done by pit bulls. Now, lately, when attacks do happen, owners are being more and more, shall we say, sanctioned and punished as well. So for those of you having one of these types of dogs, and I know they may love you and they may be happy with you and all that other stuff, they could be very, very dangerous to others. You know, we're even noticing that. You know, like we have cats and dogs, and one of my son's friends has been over at our house multiple times, sleeping over, etc. Well, it looks like he's developed an allergy to cats, such that he went into anaphylaxis. Now, he's okay. He had EpiPen, and he just started to go into hives, so we got him out of the house. We were going to take him to the hospital, but mom and dad picked him up. When we were halfway there, we got him to the clinic. They had EpiPen, etc. But, I mean, you know, even animals, you could become allergic to them, you know, after years of exposure. And so here's a cat, just a little lovey kitty, didn't scratch nothing. He just wanted to pet the cat. He wanted to kiss the cat on top of the head. That's all he did. And unfortunately, he went into anaphylaxis. So I don't underestimate the power of an animal to kill. And unfortunately, tell your kids, especially your boys, which I tell my boys, keep your pants on because dogs will think that's a hot dog. All right? And it's really unfortunate that this little boy has mutated genitalia. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a now leading Mexican authority on heart disease says it's time to declare an emergency. All right, because they say Mexicans have a huge epidemic of cardiovascular disease, and he thinks that the Mexican diet is more dangerous than fast food chains. This is Dr. Enrique C. Morales Villegas. He said it's a combination of fried food, junk food, and soft drinks. Now, keep in mind, a true Mexican diet can be extremely healthy because they use fresh vegetables. They use guacamole. There are some very healthy food items in their diet. However, if fried foods, but I mean, look at any diet. I mean, you know, there's a Greek restaurant near my house. I love it. They have, you know, a Mediterranean diet is supposed to be one of the healthiest diets, right? Mediterranean. Okay, but what do I order when I go to this Greek restaurant? The fried goat cheese. I know I could get the Greek salad and all that, but what do I want to eat? The fried goat cheese. So every diet has certain foods that are very fattening, all right? But unfortunately, they say cardiovascular diseases and diabetes in Mexico rose by 9.5% in just 1 year. The latest Mexican National Survey of Health and Nutrition reveals that 73% of women, 69% of men, and 35% of adolescents are overweight or obese. All right. And again, I don't want people stereotyping the Hispanic or the Latino foods incorrectly. If you ever eat Cuban or Puerto Rican or Mexican, I mean, the foods can be extremely healthy. It's unfortunately going for the chimichangas, going for the pan, the tortillas, the rices, the strong, shall we say, the strong bias towards the carbohydrates, as you see in multiple other, you know, even with Italians, etc., you know, could put any ethnicity at higher risk. So we'll talk about that more coming up soon. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you, to our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.